Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Have the profound teachings, divine revelations, and ultimate plan of salvation that was revealed through Jesus' life, death, and resurrection made any impact on your life? You see, your initial encounter with Jesus and your decision to believe in Him marked the beginning of a transformative journey. And as you trust in Him, your faith will be rewarded with remarkable experiences that will shape your character, deepen your understanding, and strengthen your bond with Him. So, is your journey with Jesus marked by continuous growth, discovery, and a widening perception of the extraordinary things God has accomplished through Him? Let your life reflect the transformative nature of your faith. In today's message titled, You Will See Greater Things Than These, Evangelist Paul Acqua encourages us to stay committed to seeking God, staying rooted in His Word, and allowing Him to work in and through us.
I trust this message will be a blessing to you. Seeing greater things is a very important part of our spiritual walk with God. This is something that is very key in my life, and I want to start in the Gospel of St. John. You have received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. If you have, then this is what I'm saying to you. If you haven't, then I know by the end of this message, you will decide to give your life to Jesus Christ. You have had a good start to your Christian journey, but Christ says you are not done yet. You know, in the Gospel of John, we have somebody called Nathanael. He was so excited about meeting the Lord Jesus Christ. Then Jesus made it clear to him that he would see greater things than what he had experienced. And that's recorded in John chapter 1, verses 49 to 51, I read. Then Nathanael declared, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Jesus said, You believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree. You will see greater things than that. Verse 51. He then added, Very truly, I tell you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. Hallelujah. And so this is what Jesus told Nathanael when he just found faith in Jesus Christ. So, my friend, this is a message to all of us. After receiving salvation, your thirst for experiencing greater and mighty things is far from over. It's not quenched yet. With our salvation in the bag, our eyes must be on the abundant life that Jesus came to give us. He wants you to live abundant life. He says the enemy came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come to give you life and give you more abundantly. The words of Jesus Christ. We want to experience greater things in the kingdom of God. You see? So God wants us to know Him more. We need to know our position in Jesus Christ. We need to know our right standing with God. He gives us brighter and clearer views of Himself and of His kingdom through His Word. We need to seek Him to find who He is. This is all in the salvation plan. It's in the salvation package. God wants to show you and me greater things than we have experienced. After salvation, there are greater things yet to be revealed. Our experience at salvation is just a foreshadowing of more glorious things to be revealed to us. And we need to cooperate with God so we will be able to see those things that He wants to show us. He said, you will see greater things than that. He then added, very truly, I tell you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. And that's what God is telling you and me. We will see greater things than what we had already seen at salvation. Nathanael was to discover other truths than he had yet known. Hallelujah. The Christian is to live an extraordinary life that God has designed for us to enjoy. I say the Christian is supposed to live an extraordinary life God designed for us to enjoy. That should be our aim. That should be our vision and dream and goal. Living to see greater things from God will not happen automatically, my friend. It's not going to happen accidentally. Only few of God's children live in this realm. This is a place where you decide how your life should be like. As long as you are eager to see greater things, you will. You see, because you got to be intentional about this. That is the important truth that I'm telling you, my hearer. You must reach a place in your life where you eagerly pursue God to see greater things. You must have a holy dissatisfaction with ordinary life before you can experience all that God has for you. It doesn't happen automatically. It doesn't happen accidentally. God wants you to have an abundant life that includes experiencing great and mighty things that you do not know. You will not see greater things because you are a nice person. You will not see miracles because you are prayerful. Because even if you pray without faith, you will not get anything from God. That's what the Bible says. And so you will not operate in the miracles because you are born again. There are criteria for you to follow. Hallelujah. So many of God's children see what God is doing. But there are greater things. There are more things. And it takes faith to see those things. It takes trust and obedience to experience those things. God never stops showing us great and mighty things and deeper things. He can always do more according to the power that works in us. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. We all know this scripture, but we got to cooperate with God. He is a God of addition and multiplication, not subtraction. God is not taking anything from you. God is here to bless you and bless you more abundantly. He wants to bless you multiple times. He wants to bless you so that you can be satisfied. Hallelujah. Whatever God has done in your life, regardless of how good it is, there is always something better to come. Note that. He is our resource. He is God of abundance. Greater things are yet to be seen. We need to be recognizing that God is never going to just give us less. It's not like you ever hit a flat surface or plateau and then you just remain there. No, that's not how the kingdom works. For some of us, God has done great things in our lives and we have seen a lot of miraculous things happen. But you don't ever just reach a maximum point. You don't. You don't reach a maximum point and then become stagnant. No, you don't reach a maximum point where you are no longer increasing. That's not how the kingdom works. You should still be growing and enjoying God's greater blessings. You should be growing and seeing greater things than you have experienced. If you ever peak and you aren't still growing and now you are headed down the other side, that's not the way that God wants it to be. You ought to be going all out in the upswing. Hallelujah. You ought to still be increasing. You ought to be eager to be pursuing and seeing greater and mighty things. Jesus came to give us abundant life. And my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He said all of your need. Hallelujah. This is an abundant provision. It's not just like a little bit of something today and then a little bit of something tomorrow. But you have just got more than you could ever deal with. Again, this is not just supplying your basic necessities and just needs, but this is supplying all your need. That's what the scripture says. Living to see great things from God is a higher realm of life, my friend. As Christians, we can become complacent and satisfied, knowing that we are going to heaven. But God wants us to live an abundant life. He wants us to live that here and now. when we are born again, we are called to experience God's great and mighty things. In that place of blessings, in that place where you are seeking to see greater and mighty things, you are favored. Every child of God is blessed. You begin to walk in the promises of God. You are supposed to walk in good health. You are supposed to walk in righteousness and in prosperity. You are a blessed person. You are okay. Maybe a couple of struggles here and there and still going through life. And that's where a lot of Christians are. It's a good place to be, but there is another realm of God blessing you and showing you greater and mighty things where only few Christians live. And that's where you see greater things than you have ever experienced. And I pray that as you hear me, you will pursue these great and mighty things that God wants to show you. God wants to build you up. God wants to bless you. God wants to increase you. When you are seeing great and mighty things, you can expect your life to be fuller. It will be richer and more satisfying. That's what God wants for you and me. But you are willing to go after them. It doesn't happen accidentally. You need to go for them. So I'm asking you, are you willing to go after them? If you truly want to see greater things from the Lord, you would be willing to put your own plans aside and seek out what God has for you. It doesn't necessarily come easy. It's not going to come without some dedication and effort, without commitment, without being eager to trust and obey God. You see, you need to really dedicate yourself and have some effort from your side. But if you are willing to chase after God's promises, the opportunity is there. God has already blessed you. His favor is on you. So go after him with all your heart and see what God has got in store for you. This message, I think, will inspire you to go for great and mighty things that God has for you. I hope this message is showing you how to live in that realm where you continue to see greater things than you are currently experiencing. You see, the main reason we aren't seeing greater things is because we are willing to settle for less. Very few are committed to receive what God has for them. We have been influenced more by the world than God's word and are satisfied to accept far less than what God has provided. I pray that as you are listening and taking in what I'm telling you, you would be inspired to go for all that God had for you. You will see greater things than these. You may ask what is greater than seeing God himself, than seeing omniscient, omnipresent Christ. You will see greater things that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are the same. You will see greater things that God the Son, Jesus Christ, came to this earth in the flesh. You shall see greater things that you can communicate with heaven. The day I read this scripture, I said, assuredly, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. That is the heritage of the Christian. Have you seen this? Have you read this? Have you been practicing this? Are you putting this in action? Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in their midst. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in their midst, recorded in Matthew chapter 18, verses 18 to 20. Christian, you have power, you have authority, you have the mandate to pursue and live here as a victorious person. This is a great joy to the believer. The wall of separation is removed. We have access to the throne of grace. And through Christ Jesus, heaven is laid open to earth, and earth laid open to communicate with us. He said, you will see heaven open, angels ascending and descending. My friend, there are greater things to see. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the time to do so. God is ready to show you great and mighty things that you do not know. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is All Ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.